Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm so excited to be here. This is one of those memorable evenings when we not only bring Archangel Michael to you, but we bring Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven, along with her Pope John Paul, Yeshua, and Mary of Magdala, along with their angels, and there will be a host of others tonight that will be with us, some we recognize and some we don't. For the first part of our program, I will read to you a message that Archangel Michael has given. This is a prepared message. After I read that, we will have a meditation that he will direct us in, and then after that, questions from the conclave members. This is very serious stuff tonight. It is because this is the last day in March that we will have gathered together to clear the physical. This is the purpose for tonight. Next month, for the April, Archangel Michael will be working with the chakra system so that it will harmonize with the physical cells that are turning into crystalline. And so now, my dear friends, sit back, relax, and listen to Archangel Michael's words. We have asked you to gather today because this is the last time that we will have to work together in a group to help heal the system. Next on our agenda, we'll be working with the chakra system. This time represents the ending of a 200-year cycle, and if you research the beginning of that 200,000-year cycle, you will notice that that is when the human form, as you know it today, came into being. This is what the scientists will tell you, as this is what is found in the artifacts in the earth. There will be a difference in reality for human beings soon. If you consider my words, you might be aware that if there are two people found in the same activities, enjoying the same events, and each will walk away from the scene, they will take with them a result based upon their belief systems. I simply mean that some people will find joy and love in places that might seem dark and full of trials for others. It has always been the mind and the spirit that has divided how one would experience life. That is in the short term. The long term is that the mind draws into your sphere of influence activities that have a resonance to your thoughts. You have heard simply that you attract events that are similar to your thoughts. People who have a smile on their face can usually expect those to respond to them who are also of a similar nature. If you are joyous of someone or hold barriers to their friendship, if you are jealous of someone or who hold barriers to their friendship, those who cross your path will not respond to you personally in a nature opposite to your thoughts. Simply said, like attracts like. It has always been, and it will continue to be, even to the end. I bring this up for your consideration because this is just how the energies will continue to influence your life as the dimensions pull apart from one another. There is nothing to be concerned about. Those who love will be drawn and attracted to those who also love. On the other hand, those who wish to control others will be separated from this love band. It will be love, and only love, that will supply the medium for you to advance to a higher level of experience. We spoke earlier as to how universal love will not allow any error in thinking or miscreated thoughts away from love to move to a higher dimension. This is the method for dividing those who love and those who will still expect to control and dominate others. Life will not be destroyed, and the earth will not fall away. But there will be a division of energy, and those who are attracted to the comparable energy band will follow that energy band. Since you are listening to my voice, you probably will be attracted to the love band, as that is my call. The call to love is my song, and it is my desire to awaken all of my light workers to this time, and that is the time for a great spiritual advancement. There is beauty of experiencing that many have not had the opportunity to hold close to their hearts, because those who are in opposition to love and the desire to follow Source and Source's love, laws, have forced their ideas upon you because they wanted to control creation. I say to you that creation cannot be taken from the Creator. The Creator's law is what my sword of truth defends. Those who love will know from the feel of these words that I am here, and I am working with you to help you across this last hurdle to be embraced in love. When I came to this beautiful planet, I brought you who listened to me. This was a grand adventure, and in that adventure, we desired to follow a thought of Source's. That thought was to discover what would happen if all of your memories were cut and forgotten for a while. Would you still love Source? Would you still believe in Source and the love that Source has for you? This was a question. The task was made more difficult because there were those souls who allowed to share your planet, who were warlike and in opposition to Source and Source's laws. It was believed that love would prevail, and this group would change their ways, and they did for a while. The promise to live in cooperation was eventually forgotten, and your history is full of the struggles between these two groups. I say to you that this is the time of division. Those who are in opposition will not be able to follow you as the Earth advances and as you advance. The basic building blocks of life is vibration, no matter where you search for life, and it is true in this, the ending of your struggles. Think into those words, the ending of your struggles. It is beautiful. You have been searching for these words for a very long time, even if you have not consciously verbalized them. This was my promise to you, that I would come for you and awaken you when it was time to advance to the next exciting experience. I have come for you. I am here. If you take a moment and peer into the silence, which might seem dark or certainly gray to you, if you but focus, the clouds will separate and you will see us, or at least feel our energy and possibly be touched by our energy. This is part of your awakening. It will begin slowly, and it starts now because there are many with me who will support you to remember. How long it takes for you to see into the dimensions depends on just how much you doubt your magnificence of soul at this moment. See me. See my energy. For some of you, it might appear to be just a light, sometimes white, sometimes blue. But it is there because I am there. We are supporting you now in this time and in this place. And if you doubt, you might have to wait until you start remembering your dreams. Focus with your heart wide open. Open your heart to me as I am your big brother. Concentrate. And if you cannot see me, then feel me and my energy. See my sword. It is an ornate sword with a blue stone in the center of the hilt. It is silver, and there is an intensity of light streaming from it. I hold it high for you. I am your Saint George from the past, You might remember me in that garb. I have been with you all through the centuries. Though the name might have been different, I have been the same. I claim you now. My call is irresistible. As I have come forth with many behind me, I extend my hand to show you all those of the spiritual hierarchy who have come with me. Many you know and are familiar with, and some you do not know. There are many who attend the spiritual hierarchy that you are familiar with. And they are friends who have come from other planets, namely Sirius and the Pleiades, as you are their children, so to speak. They helped you develop in some manner, and they desire that you grow to the next step, as this helps them to grow to the next step. This is how the cosmos and her people are organized. Each grow and expand their consciousness by healing others to grow and expand their consciousness. Therefore, if you see those who are not familiar with you, know that they are my friends, and therefore your friends. This is the moment of your destiny. We have mentioned to you that this is the spray of the supernova 1987A, and it was planned that this would be so when you were brought forth as Homo sapiens. I mentioned this to you again, so you know that the cosmos is planned to the smallest of detail. Nothing is left haphazard, and I, for one, plan my actions and assistance to you in the very minutest of detail. This is not an accident that you are here and listening to my words. I told you I would come for you, and you agreed that you would wait for me, and we would join forces again to help others awaken who are still asleep. That is your duty today, helping your brothers and sisters to recognize the call. You do this by first your example. If you follow this string of love, it will change you and change your heart. This is what we are about to do. Change your hearts. We want you to see the uncertainty of all that you have found in the past that wasn't love, and allow it to drop away. Allow pain to dissolve, for there is only love now. Allow the untruths that have put you in the state of fear to fall away. There is nothing but love now. As these layers of dark energies dissolve and are transmuted, the light of whom and what you are will become ever so bright. That is our goal. We want the dark of the past to fall away, so that you stand with us in love also. I brought Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven, with me, along with her troubadour, the one you knew as Pope John Paul. Though he has had many names in the past, this is his most recent name. He was not the Church. He was one who tried to transform the Church and bring the acknowledgement that all are brothers, no matter the race or spiritual beliefs. Next to them are Mary of Magdala and her beloved Yeshua, and behind them are many masters, many you will recognize, and as I said earlier, many you will not recognize. This will be the last time we will be able to work with the energies that will transform the physical of all the debris of negativity and misshapen thoughts from the past that still cling to your physical. Next month, we will be working with the chakra system, as we said earlier. So I ask you to open your heart center. Focus your thoughts and your essence in that center, and feel nothing but love and the connection to each other and to the source and maker of all and the law of the one truth that all is one. Now let us take one more moment. Breathe deeply and extend your hand to your guardian angels, as they are with you also. Thank them for their protection and those who have come to you today. They are here for you, not for themselves, as they do not need this work, as they are beyond the need for this clearing. I rest my sword upon your shoulder now. Feel our love. See us if you can. And most of all, feel us. We stand beside each of you, and we bless you. Now we will begin our meditation, and after that, we will take questions from our conclave members. And so now I sit here, my dear friends, with my hand on the telephone, and I will tell you what I see first. First of all, the one that stands before me now is Yeshua. He has an open hand towards you. The other hand, he is showing you his heart, full of love. Next to him is Mary of Magdala. There is such a love force between these two souls. They are inviting you to see if you can feel their love. They are surrounding you with that love. One of the big objectives today is to help you trace vibration so that you can peer into the other dimension. Yes, it is important to clear the physical, and all you need to do with that is to intend that you will turn over all of the past pain that has ever been in your life, in your genetic life, in your past lifetimes, in the present lifetimes. Just open it up. Be willing to allow it to go. And what comes forth now are cherubs. They are Mary Magdalene's cherubs. They are coming forth. They are standing beside each one of you. They are helping you to release this. And what moves away from your physical body right now is a gray cloud. You may or may not see or feel this. You may or may not see the past lifetimes that this was connected with. It is not important. What is important is that you are willing to allow this to leave. That you be willing to stand in your magnificence of who you are. What happened in the past is not important. What is important now is what happens from this moment forward. And so that clearing is being done with all of those who have opened their hearts, who are willing to love. Your guardian angels are working with Mary Magdalene's cherubs at this moment. Feel them. Feel the weight of what you have carried all of these years fall away. It is nothing that is important now. Allow a second for that to move away from you. Allow it to leave. It is past baggage that you do not need now. And as all of those dark clouds dissipate, Yeshua asks you to turn to that area, that mist that is next to you. Peer into that. See if you can see his face. See his heart that is aglow in love for you. See if you can see Mary Magdalene's hands being extended to you. Touch them if you can. If you cannot see this, then see if you can feel their love with your open heart. This is the next step that we all must take. We are reaching up our hands to this next dimension. This is where we want to grow vibrationally. We want to step up higher from where we are. We want to move into this next vibrational band. This is what we are about tonight. And so concentrate. Either see us or feel us or have some semblance of light or colors or intuitively know that we are there. You might not see us, but you might feel us intuitively. We do this because this is the next step. After all of the pain of the past has been washed away, it is now time to move up into the next dimension. And so we take you by your hand. We will help you. If for whatever reason you are not seeing us or hearing us or feeling us or intuitively knowing that we are encouraging you to join us, then when you go to sleep at night, send out the request that you remember your dreams. You see, sometimes the consciousness cannot accept something that is so large for the ego to identify with. You, every one of you, hold a magnificence that you do not understand. This magnificence is that your soul is particles that were sent from source and coalesced to form each one of your souls. You are a part of source. Claim the magnificence of who you are. And sometimes the ego cannot accept this because it is such a large thing to even consider. And so if you can't see us, if you can't feel us, if you can't intuit us, intuit our being with you this moment, then when you go to sleep at night, what you will have in a dream will come our essence through the back door because you have closed the front door to us. That is what a dream is. A dream is the remaking or the reliving of something that is just too great and grand for your ego to accept. This is what I want now for each one of you. I have followed you through all of the spirals of living upon this earth. I came to this planet at the very beginning. I oversaw its development. I was here before I was known as Yeshua of Nazareth. My history goes back to that early time when the Elohim first put together the particles that spun and coalesced to form this planet. I was there with them, and I am here with you now. I, along with Archangel Michael, have promised to follow your footsteps, and we are here. We will not allow any of you not to be with us. The fact that you have taken the time, the fact that you are on this phone call right now, the fact that you are listening on the radio means that you are fulfilling your commitment to us. We will not allow any of you to be taken from us. We will hold your hand and do everything that is possible to take you to the next band, the next vibrational energy band. It may seem like a large step for you, but these energies that are coming in this month and through the next of this year is what is going to help you and help us to close the end of this cycle. This is the end of your suffering. My friends, who are my love, this is the end of your suffering. And now I am going to bring forth my mother, the one that you knew as Mary, though in essence I really called her Miriam. Her friends called her Miriam, but you know her as Mary. And I bring her forth as the Queen of Heaven. She is the Queen of my heart, and she is your Queen. Now let us take a second and concentrate on her. I will describe her for a second before she speaks to you, hopefully so you pick up more of an image of my mother. She is standing here, not quite as tall as me. She comes a little below my shoulder, and she comes as she appeared in those days 2,000 years ago, and so her skin today has the appearance of an olive complexion. Her hair is wavy and long. It is dark. Her eyes. If you could only see her eyes as I see her eyes. They are so full of wisdom, so full of love. And when she looks at you, you will never forget this look in her eyes. It is one of love. It is one of understanding. And her lips are delicate and sweet, especially when she smiles at you. What she has worn today is something that she felt was special. It's not some of the robes that you see in the past. She has come today as the Essene that she was 2,000 years ago, so that her robe is white. Of course, it goes down to her feet, and she has sandals on, and she has a belt. She wanted you to see her as the Essene that she was, because there are many of you, many, I say many, who are on this telephone conference who had contact with us at some point during that lifetime. Many of you were Essenes with us. That is why she is wearing the white robe, hopefully so you can see, but more than see, to remember. We were a very large community, and as I said, many of you worked with us. Try to see yourself in those white robes. Try to feel the warmth of that sun. It was warm. Some of the robes were dusty. See yourself there 2,000 years ago with us. Feel what it was like in those days. Life then was not so easy to live. There were a lot of factions. There was poverty. Poverty in the flesh, but richness in the spirit. And so she wants you to remember all of us are here helping, trying to help you to remember, because it is the essence of memory. It is the essence of memory that we want you to hold, because once you start remembering, you will then understand who you are, what you are, and where we are going. I'm going to turn this over to my mother now and listen to what she has to say. She was always a wise, loving one. So I take a moment and I look in the direction of Yeshua's mother. She could be anyone's mother. If you love your mother, you will know her essence. She loves you as a mother who dearly loves that child, that infant child that she holds in her arms. And as that child grows up to adulthood, that loving mother never changes how she feels about that child. This is how she feels about each and every one of you. Yes, You were created by Source eons ago, but she claims you as your child, as her child, as you live in this dimension. She was made the Queen of Heaven by the heavenly host, and as the Queen, she is your mother also. She has a rose in her hand. It is a red rose. And if you can peer into that silence, if you can find that rose and see that rose, she says to you, "This represents my love." Red is a color of love, especially on the rose. I hand this rose to you. Take it within your heart and feel my love. I want you to know that each and every one of you has the right to call upon me. Yes, you have many that you love. You love our dear Archangel Michael. You love my son Yeshua. You might even feel a close connection to Mary of Magdala. All of them are your friends, but I am your mother. Come to me. Tell me about your sorrows. Tell me about your joys. Ask for my assistance. If you are a mother, would you withhold anything from a child of yours? Would you? Any of you mothers out there, if a child came to you and asked you for something, would you say no? If they told you they were hungry, would you give them stones to eat? If they told you they were tired, would you not make a bed for them? Look upon me in that light. Come to me. Allow me to put my arms around you. Allow me to love you. Open up your heart to me. That is all that I'm asking for. That is all I want. And now, Mother Mary says, she is bringing forward to you Mary of Magdala. One that she loves because, number one, she is a beautiful soul, but secondly, her son loved Mary of Magdala entirely and completely and joyously. Mary of Magdala is standing there, not as the Essene. She is wearing the very rich robes. Beautiful silk. The color, it's sort of like a magenta. It is the difference between, somewhere between magenta and a color that is lighter than that, a richer, brighter color. She is in this, wearing this silk cloth, and underneath of that is a white silk dress. And around her head, again, as it was the last time, she is wearing a wreath of flowers. And those flowers this time are dainty pink rosebuds. She has in her hand a flask. And in that flask, there is a essence, a flower essence, of rose, and she is anointing you now on the forehead, and she is saying to me, each of you, right now, feel that. Feel her make a cross in the place that you would call the third eye. She is inviting you to open this. She is trying right now to open this so that you can remember mother that you can remember. She is anointing your forehead. She is reminding you of that time that is in the Bible when she anointed Yeshua. That was their marriage ceremony. She is taking the essence of the oil and trying to awaken your memory. And she says, if you cannot feel this, then when you go to sleep at night, ask your guardian angel to help you remember this. She has placed her seal upon you. She has placed her seal upon you. No one can take that seal away. It is placed there. It is indelible because you have opened your heart to her. Now, she takes a step back and she is bringing someone to the forefront. I don't know who this individual is right now. It is a female. She is shorter than Mary of Magdala. Her frame is lighter. She is thinner. And she has a white dress. I'm not sure who she is at this moment. She's not identifying herself. But she is a being from the higher dimensions. And she has a gift for you. And it is a message. She hands this message to you. And she is saying that the message is not the same for everyone. This is a private message. This message comes from the higher dimensions, and it is for you to accept within your heart, and it is for you to act as a guidance. And she is saying, take this message and meditate with it, because when you meditate, she wants you to connect your conscious mind to your higher mind. This is the gateway to the cosmos. Because this is the next step. After you see into the dimensions, you will then move to the gateway. And on the other side of the gateway is the cosmos with all of the possibilities that are open to you. She is saying, for too long, souls have stayed on this planet, not realizing that they have the right and the ability to move on. There are other experiments. There are other planets. There are other places beyond this gateway through Arcturus. The cosmos is an extremely large place, and you have the right to experience any choice that you might have. And so work with this message. Go to your higher mind. Work with your soul. And see what your soul has planned for you. Now she steps back, and Archangel Michael is coming to the forefront. He is holding his sword up, and he is saying, look for the blue stone that is in the hilt of my sword. If you see nothing else, see that blue stone shining. It is sending rays out to each and every one of you. It is uniting everyone who is on this call, everyone who is listening to my voice at this moment, and anyone who listens to the archives later can be joined together in this, our last request. And what this request is that Archangel Michael is asking of you is to take a few moments now and offer your heart to planetary service. This is the most important thing for you to do outside of your own advancement, is to help others in the world who need the benefit of your light. And so imagine each and every one of you joined together with everyone that is hearing my voice. Join together. Feel the love connection between each of you. Feel the love connection between all of those that I have brought. They all stand behind me and they stand behind you. And we ask you to send your consciousness to the Middle East. Focus your light there. There is much going on that needs to be healed. Human beings are not in a position right now to heal this. We call upon the source of all to heal this. Now, I want each one of you to imagine source's golden rays coming forth from the center of the cosmos because you have called. You live on this planet. You are giving permission. You are making a plea to source to help solve this problem in the Middle East. It is beyond human ability now to solve this. Invite the source of all to send that energy to the Middle East. See it come forth on golden rays. See it encompass the entire Middle East. What you need to envision there are brothers putting their arms around their brothers, of greeting each other as brothers and greeting one another in love. See them all. See every member there putting down their arms. See every person in the Middle East walking away from the bomb. See the people in the Middle East loving one another. You cannot do this now. It has gone beyond the human ability to resolve this. Only the source of all can do this. Invite it. And then, after you invite it, then after you see these rays go there, know that the healing has begun. Take a moment. Envision that. Envision the healing. Envision the peace. Envision the love. Envision all of those souls acting in harmony with one another. Send your stamp of your soul along with Source's soul. Each one of those hearts over there are really crying out for peace. They just don't know how to do it, how to go about it. They think that if they kill one from another group and get rid of all of them, that suddenly there will be peace. That suddenly each will grow in the dignity of what they want to be. They are so confused. It is only God's help right now that's going to resolve that problem. See it in your mind's eye. And so it will be done. And now I, Archangel Michael, hold my sword up high, and I tell each and every one of you, thank you for doing that. Now I want you to focus in another place. I want you to go to another continent. The last time we asked you to envision the peace of South Korea, now we want you to envision the peace of North Korea. See all of this completed in joy and love. And so it will be. I just ask one more thing of you. Each and every one of you join together, feel the love among all of you, and then see the entire world being enveloped in your peace and in your love. You have the right to call this down upon this planet because you live here. You live in this dimension. Claim your inheritance. See this world in peace and love and the glory of its purification, of what it was like when it was first brought into form, the beauty of it all. See all of the darkness slip away. See it all. You have the right. You have the right. One last thing, and we shall close our end of the meeting. I want you now, each and every one of you, gather together in peace and love to thank all of those who have stepped forward. Because you see, what they did when they stepped forward was they brought energy. They brought the energy that they control. They weren't just here to be part of a group, to kind of join their friends and have a good time. No, they were here supporting you with their energy. So each one of you, you don't have to know who they are. Just thank them all for taking this moment to be with you and support you in their energy. And then I want you to be grateful and send those thoughts of thankfulness to your guardian angels. I have to tell you, they are your unsung heroes. You have no idea how many times they have saved you from yourself. I have to tell you that your guardian angel has seen your foibles through all of your lifetimes, and they have been so faithful to you, and they receive very little by way of thanks. Extend your thankfulness to them now. We also thank everyone else who has supported us, to your commander who has taken the time and great deal of planning to bring all of this to you. Besides a heart full of love, allow your heart to be filled with gratitude for what you are and for all of those beings who surround you in this lifetime, seen and unseen. They are all part of you. Be grateful. Think of things that you can be happy about and grateful for. Think of love. Think of gratitude. This is what is needed to move to the next higher dimension. And so, my friends, we have allowed those who have joined us to recede back to the higher dimensions. And that doorway is closing now. And we are saying goodbye for them for the moment. They will be back again next month when we're working with the chakra system. But this last part, we do not need their support because I think I can handle this myself. And so Archangel Michael says to you that we open the floor for questions right now. And so, my friends, the questions that we have, let us keep, if we can, to what we discussed and saw tonight. Is there someone who has a question for me? Aha! We don't have a question. All these people on the line and no one has a question. Or perhaps you are still in meditation. This is your chance, dear.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you know why it is that I can't see anything? I mean, I see, but I don't see. You know, I can describe something that I'm not seeing. Like, some of the information is there, but I don't really see.
You say you don't see, but you see, this is a process. You don't all of a sudden see everything. Think of a little puppy that is first born. They come into the world, they perhaps see nothing. And then as they grow, they start seeing light, they start seeing images. It takes a while for them to see as they see when they become an older dog, going from a puppy to a dog. If you just think of the eyesight, we're not comparing anybody to an animal here. We're just talking about the process of the opening of sight, because a lot of people understand that example. For some, they might see an image immediately. But there are others like you, my dear Maria. You do not see as you want to see, but you hear, you intuit. In other words, you really know when I speak to you, don't you? Don't you?
Yes.
Yes. You know when I speak to your heart, you know it is I, Archangel Michael, don't you?
Yes.
And
I know that was Anna there.
You know when I am next to you. You know when I put my sword on your shoulder, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What more do you want to see?
I just wonder if I was real behind or something. Or didn't get it.
You want to know what? I didn't hear
I
you.
I wonder sometimes if I'm not getting it and...
My dear Maria, let me say this. You have the kind of heart that I love to peer into. You have the kind of heart that makes my heart joyous. What do you think that you are not getting? You have a heart that is so full of love. Do you want to give that up just so that you could see it to the other side?
No.
Yes. Be happy in the love that you are. You know when I am there. You know when I have my sword on your shoulder. You know when I speak to you. Blessed be, dear one.
Thank you. I love you.
Now, is there someone else who has a question?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Please, beloved Michael, for those of us who sometimes worry that we haven't cleared our body of the necessary energies in order to move on to the next level with you, is this a matter of trust and faith that we should have because we've given our intent and we're doing everything we can to cooperate, but still worry that perhaps we haven't done enough?
Ah, worry. I'm not laughing at you, my dear heart. But when I search for my friends, and you are one of my friends, there is so much worry that comes from you to me, so much anxiety. And all I can say to you is allow that to drift away. You see, it goes back to what I spoke of earlier. You do not realize the magnificence of soul that you are. If you realize the magnificence of who and what you are, that you are a particle of source, no, not just one particle, but many particles that make up your soul. If you knew this, you would know that you can create as your maker creates. All that you need to do is intend that this is done. You have the power to clear this. And if you feel for one second that you do not, ask your guardian angel. Ask my commander to help you. That is what we are all here for. We are all a group of individuals who are connected to one another. And I will say to you, you are here listening to my voice. Because you agreed to be here, you are one of those who are willing to awaken others. This core group who listens to me right now, you are here because you agreed to help awaken your brothers and your sisters. You are my second line of command. Do you understand that? You are
yes,
my second line
I do.
Of command. Yes. Yes. And I am depending upon you. This is a very large undertaking because there are so many souls here who are so wrapped up into materialism right now that they are not even becoming aware that it is time for them to awaken. And so I am depending on you. Do not worry about this. Turn your anxiety over to the mist of forgiveness and love. Turn it over to the mist of forgiveness and love. Anything is accomplished through love. And that is where your heart is, dear one. It is in love also. And so my commander is reminding me at this moment that it is going to be time to end the call because we only had a little less than an hour. And I can't take more questions now, but if you work with us next month, April, we will answer your individual questions with as much time as it takes to do that. And so I end this with one last word. I am Archangel Michael. I am here because I promised to be here at this time and in this place. I gather all of you into my arms. You are my comrade at arms, and I am depending upon you. This is Archangel Michael, and I say goodbye to each one of you until next month. And also, Carolyn Evers says goodbye to all of my friends out there. We'll be talking to you next month, dear one. Thank you for being here, Carolyn. My heart is
full. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.